This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It was me and Dixie Kong, and we are doing our celebrity deathmatch, finally. Our rivalry, of course.
So you're knuckling up with Dixie Kong in the ring. And are there any rules? Or is there just one rule?
Well, Mills Lane is there telling us the rules. But it seems like even he wants to see as much blood and guts as possible.
Yeah.
And I am, of course, ready to throw down because Dixie and I do not like each other because Diddy Kong cheated on her with me a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and she, of course, goes right to me, is mad at me.
Right. Why don't you look at your man?
I don't know you.
What's your man doing? You know what I mean? Because did he necessarily, I know you've told me this story, but he didn't tell you he was in a relationship.
No. And I had met, but I had met him through playing the games.
Okay, so that's a gray area.
So I did kind of know, and she is in the games too, but I'm not playing as her. I don't know her.
But didn't he say, I'm in an open relationship, and didn't you say, does she know that?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's up to him to tell me this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you're down to knuckle up with Dixie Kong.
Yes, and so they gave me, like, podcast mics as weapons, and I was like, okay. Kind of first thought. They also have you, I didn't know this, you have to animate yourself.
Wow.
When they have a celebrity on the show, you have to like create
your clay
mold, and you have to like animate, so it is fighting the other. You each get one frame at a time to change your position and fight each other. And I do not know, I have never done this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. And so it is, it looks.
And you've been using
it looks scary.
So much lotion on your hands that's got to be mixing with the clay and making you fall apart.
I am sort of gradually melting as I go, which is making me harder to hit.
Punch.
And defeat. Yeah. And like knock down. But she also is like, that is what she normally is like. I hope that's not like offensive or anything. But that is what she normally looks like.
A little bit melted.
No, but it's like the sort of a clay person.
Ah, so it's a much more comfortable state for her.
Yes.
Whereas you look, I mean, you're very sort of hard and crispy, which is why you use so much lotion. And
yes.
The clay is so malleable, but are rigid.
Even a clay version of me to like pretend to be me was going to have to be very hard to move around without like kind of shattering. Which is why the lotion.
Did Dixie straight split your wig?
She split your wig.
She split your wig. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Hayes, and now I'm no longer mad at you for being late. So,
hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Can you believe it's Joe? I'm sitting here myself, and it is happening to me, and I can't even believe it is Joe.
Well, and we always want Joe, and he's always going to this thing and that thing and this big premiere and that huge board meeting.
So many premieres.
And this grand opening of this drugstore on Crenshaw.
My iCal is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at it, it's a mess because I have to go into weak mode.
To take the wide view.
There's more dots and I can't see what the other dots are.
Uh-huh.
And then when I go into weak mode, even then I need to just like drag it, make it as big as I can.
Yeah.
Because I do my descriptions they're too long, but I have a lot going on.
Well, and you need that much information sometimes because you're often going to the same building for three or four different reasons in a single day. And so you can't just be like, I'm going to the Pischetti factory. You have to be like, I'm going to the Pischetti factory to meet with the chef about the new appetizers. Or you could say, I'm going to the Pischetti factory to meet with the servers to talk about how we present the plates and the new silverware that's coming out. Or you might say, I'm going to the Pischetti factory to talk to the CEO of Pischetti to see if there's different shapes we can make.
Yeah.
So that is complicated.
We can say it's Barilla. That's the one I'm mostly going to. That I'm involved.
Yes,
with.
Yes.
We're allowed to say. You can. I can say spaghetti brands on.
Yeah, here. I think that's the one where the CEO spoke out about disliking gay people, and so I appreciate that you want to align with that. And of all the spaghettis, and there are so many.
I don't see what it has to do with making spaghetti. I don't agree, but it's not stopping him from making good spaghetti. And he said he's sorry. And if he says he's sorry, then you got to reward him by keep eating this spaghetti.
What happened to that, by the way? It used to be you say you're sorry and
– Yes. What
boom,
happened
boom,
to
boom,
sorry
all's forgiven.
Being that you is forgiveness for everything?
I understand
like
a lot of people are doing very bad, mean crimes everywhere. Uh-huh. But what happened to sorry having some kind of impact on the culture?
He said he was sorry and it took a couple of minutes. He drove – to a podium and showed up, and he had a gay person with him, and so
yeah,
and we were,
he said the guy was gay, but I don't think he was. The guy was like, I don't. Okay,
when he said it, the guy looked shocked.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, maybe he was, he had some, you know. He was trying to decide things about himself.
You know? Okay, yeah. Maybe he was finding out.
Yeah.
If I could reach all the way back to you saying weak mode, you I misunderstood you at first when you said weak mode because that is like a fighting strategy for me with my wife. That's like weak mode is something I go into when I'm having a confrontation with my wife, Carrie Ann Moss, where I like become – as weak as possible.
Normally, when Hayes is doing the podcast, he's in strong mode.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's why he's the host, and I am, of course, the sidekick.
Yes.
But when he gets home, this big strapping man that you see in front of you who has the world by the tail, all of a sudden, one, you know, little mistake of like, did you leave your shoes on the driveway?
And I will physically wilt into weak mode. So it becomes
small.
Not fun for her.
Which one is your face and which one is your mask?
Wow,
Joe. And that is cutting me so deep as you say that. I guess they're both sort of medium mode.
So the truth lies somewhere in between where there is sort of some weak and strong elements to the essential
to
haze.
To both the essential haze and the mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's going to take a while to sort through for our listeners. In the meantime, let's give them something to chew on. Obviously.
Something to do. Yes. Because they have just been sitting there a lot.
Yes. We learned that a lot of our listeners are listening to this show in the car or at work, and then they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, is that really being a fan of a show?
Yeah.
Please.
Or they're doing stuff for themselves.
Oh, yes. I've heard about this, too.
A lot of this happening.
I've heard about this, too. And some of them will send me a picture of their at the beach or something.
Yeah.
Stop.
Doing selfish.
Stop.
Like only thinking about themselves as they're listening to us doing stuff for them.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, I guess I will use this time to do things for myself.
For me, too. So they're doing stuff for me and I'm doing stuff for me. If you're going to go to the beach and send me a picture, make sure that you're making a sandcastle podcast studio and that there's a little sand haze inside.
Yes.
And there's a little Sandy Clem dog and that there's a little Sand Joe Wangard in there going like, hey, guys, I got to run. I got to go to the pasta factory. So that.
Because we can use that.
Yes. That is the kind of thing that we actually want to talk about. Do we do a sandcastle contest? Do we do a big drawing contest and see who can draw the best pictures? Some other shows have had a good idea to have their fans do a bunch of work to promote their own show. And that gives me an idea. Let's get Joe Wangard in here and help us do this.
Yeah. To bring some of your board meeting tactics.
Some of the magic you did for Berea, now that name is through the roof. Everyone knows it and loves that Pischetti.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done marketing stuff for us before, I think. It was a really long time ago.
It was sort of like a different thing, yeah.
But this is close. I think it's close.
It feels close enough for me.
I truly hope it is.
Well, you guys are 100% right because you should be doing these sort of contests just because it's a fun way to interact too. And one that we did that worked well at Berea is getting people at home. You are eating the pasta. Are you ever dressing up in the costume of the pasta?
Okay.
So you make your own costume or you go, I like eating the pasta so much. Now look at me. I'm Fusilli Noodle.
Okay. Know? And so are you making a costume of, say, a snake out of noodles? Or are you making a costume of noodles out of normal clothes?
Okay. Well, I get why you're saying snake, right? Because a snake is an elongated animal.
It seems like one of the easier ones to do.
And it's legless, and most of the pastas are legless.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just – is a noodle costume made of fabrics?
Uh-huh.
Or is it a costume made of noodles – of something else,
and
maybe
before, and before we get into anything about our show, let's understand the pasta contest fully.
Yes.
Well, I think it's – what else is there to understand? You are – you dress – you're choosing which pasta, and then you're dressing up as that pasta.
And then am I dressing up – like, let's say I want to be Big Papa Hayes, but I want to be Big Papa Del Hayes. And so then I have to drape myself in Papa Del. Am I allowed to use fabric at all and even mix it with pasta, or does it have to be entirely made of pasta? And does it have to be so hot that it burns my skin?
Okay, well, that is actually one of the things that we put in the disclaimer in this second version of the contest, which is don't cook – the pasta, if you're going to use pasta.
I can see
as
why
part
version two became necessary.
Yes. Well, we didn't have any instructions or anything in version one.
Oh, it's like pasta costume?
Well, it's you pick your favorite noodle and then dress up.
Okay.
And that's just harder because noodles in there before they're cooked are just plain. So it's mostly shape.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of people wearing beige clothes and then doing the shape.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good. I thought it still fit.
Should we say the contest that we're trying to replicate is the Raised by TV contest?
Well, Raised by TV is absolutely murdering us.
This is doing Buku numbers exploding to Mars.
Mm.
They're drilling us. I've seen it everywhere. Literally everyone is doing
this. We're getting plowed by Raised by TV.
And the thing they did that's so ingenious is they made it so easy. It's so simple. You know, they're marching in front of a green screen or something. Then all you have to do is download all of the footage and the theme song
and the logo
and the logo, and then all you have to do is edit together your own
get editing software. Mm-hmm. Learn to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow
use the limited amount of footage you have to do something creative and innovative, and then upload it to them, and then they can go viral again, which I am always worried. To see another podcast go viral, that's so bad for us.
Yeah.
So when we saw that they were doing that, we thought, first of all, I actually was raised by TV.
Yeah. A little bit. So you also wonder where they got that idea.
A little bit. That's frustrating. and secondly,
happy for them, but also it's a kind of a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's great, and
I understand why you can't drink the ocean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because people think that podcast listeners are the ocean and that there's an unlimited amount, but you can't drink that water. It's not good for
water,
you.
Water, water everywhere.
And podcast listeners are actually more like a slice of pizza, and when all the pizza's gone, it's gone.
Yes.
So they're taking some slices from you guys.
You.
Yeah.
Yes. And each of these slices does not have very much money.
Yeah.
And they can only give so much to these different things.
Yeah, it's a zero-sum time game, and we have to be cognizant of when they start eating our pizza slices.
Yeah.
We got to come up with some new toppings, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or some stuffed crust type innovation, and that in this instance is going to be whatever contest you come up with, Joe, to fucking get in there and eat their lunch.
Well, you know what would be fun, I think, if your fans like the show.
Please, let's not start with that.
Your fans.
I don't want to be reliant on that.
Okay, your fans, they tolerate the show? Is that too far in the other direction?
I don't necessarily want them to have to listen to the show or know the show to do the contest, just because for me—
That would really open up the possibilities in a huge way, whereas depending on that is very limiting for us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really going to only be the fans that we already have, and that, again, is very disappointing.
Not with this fun contest I have in mind. So they— Okay, the people that have listened to the show know the name of the show, right?
They aren't— if they know, whether or not they know, there's no way for us to know because they are not saying it.
Using
it.
You know what?
Not a roadblock to this contest idea I have in mind. So the people know where, what podcast network it's on, right?
And yes.
Yes. They know way those. Bigger. Yeah.
Okay. So they know it's on Earwolf. And
yes.
It cut. Do they know what day it comes out?
Okay. If you gave them 8 guesses, they would get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one. Okay. Good. So that good because you're even leaving room for if they guessed.
I think the
Thursday
first guess they would be like, I don't know, December 26th, and you would go no. It's just a day of the week, yeah. and then they would need 7 more to get to it.
That's when a lot of stuff comes out, right? The day after Christmas. Yes. So it's a first good guess.
Is that Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Well, not a roadblock either for this contest idea. So you are a person who's aware of the show, that it's on the network, and it comes out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you get a clipboard, right?
Oh.
And then you draft a legal contract. Okay.
Okay.
Step one is get a clipboard.
Who's you in this situation? It's certainly not me.
No, not you guys. Yeah.
Am I able to do this legal contract with just a clipboard? I don't need a— – I mean, like, it seems like that's the only thing I need for a legal contract. I don't need a pen or a computer or
this
anything
else. This is a good
else.
Question.
Okay.
This is two different steps.
Okay.
Step one is get the clipboard.
Yes.
And then I guess there's another step. So old step two.
Okay.
New step two is put the clipboard down, forget about the clipboard for a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Step three would be go to your computer.
Yes.
Okay. Step four— – open up a word processing application.
Yeah.
Program. Can I use Pages?
You can use Pages, yeah.
A lot of our people are Pages devotees.
Okay.
Claris works, a lot of Claris works.
Too. Okay.
If I use Pages, is anybody going to be able to open it when I send it to them?
Well, you might have to— – they're not going to need to open it.
Oh.
So as long as you can open it, you're okay. Open Pages. Draft a legal contract saying that you will tell 20 people about Hollywood Handbook.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is so viral.
But they have to say certain things about it.
That is so delicious.
They have
viral.
To say that it's that they love it. It's good.
Yeah.
They can't just be like, just, you know, like it's a podcast. It's very disjointed. They don't seem to prepare, and why am I supposed to dedicate my time to them? If
I don't want
not
them
willing
to say that it's so insular and that they'll do entire episodes that are dependent on me having like seen a tweet from another podcast, and otherwise I'm completely at sea for the length of the episode, and that somehow is comedy. Like, it feels like they're limiting their audience and then complaining that it's not big. If they're saying that as a result of this legal contract, then the contest is having the opposite effect.
Yeah.
And I don't want— –
And it's not true. It's lies. And if you put that in a legal document, that is something that a judge could—
– go under arrest for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for their own safety.
Yeah.
I guess that we want to make sure that the contract—
– I love the idea—
– is having like a wish effect and not like a curse.
What I like about it is you're making it fun because so many people are listening to podcasts and then they're going, what I really want to be doing is drafting a legal contract. And so you are taking an activity that they already wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like— – downloading editing software and mastering it, that's something that a lot of people want to do anyway. Like, some of these contests that are like, you know, write a fun song or whatever, I go, well, nobody wants to do music. They want to be writing up a legal document.
Yes.
Well, in songs, you're confined to just the notes, you know, but with this, you can sort of use your own legal language.
And the chord.
It is like its own kind of music.
If you do the circle of fifths, yes. But you're not
necessarily
confined to the notes because you can sort of invert the voicings of the chords.
Mm.
Engineer Sam, I'm noticing, is being sort of a listener type person where he's been being given the steps to actually do this while we're all just talking, and he is just sitting there not doing the very easy steps. Does that seem weird to you?
I'm having a rough time with this.
Which step are you stuck on? There's more after step five, draft the document.
I'm on eight. It wants my social.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel comfortable.
Okay, but you know it. You just
get a different. It's because you don't know it.
I'm having a hard time remembering it.
Sorry, did anyone hear my joke?
Yes.
Okay.
What was it? I didn't hear.
Well, he said I don't feel comfortable. I said get a different chair.
Should we do like boilerplate language for what they say to their friends?
Okay, yeah.
So that we just have some control over this.
Just to be safe.
In the same ways that you have to use the Raised by TV theme song and logo and...
Well, it's more fun, really, to know exactly what you're supposed to say rather than being thrown into the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
And told, just go drink the ocean.
And they get to choose how to, like, perform it, but...
Well, I think
we'll give them a few notes.
I don't think you have to limit it to just their friends, because their friends might already know the show is another thing too. So that's right. Where the clipboard comes in. No, their friends don't.
I don't think so.
People are listening to it and keep it a secret, and it's something that's a private thing.
If they know about it, they know about it, they're mad about it. Actually, what we might want to do is tell them that it is something else
to get them to
at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they're mad, we already got that one listen out of them, which is way more than we were going to get normally.
It's like when they changed the name. Isn't Seabass? That was called something else, right?
Seabass, yeah.
It used to be called – was that what – is Scrod different from Seabass?
Well, I don't know. I know they changed the name. I think maybe Monkfish got a new name too because they said, nobody's eating this.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook has to do something similar.
Yeah. So maybe we say
trash fish.
What about that?
Well, it was trash fish.
Oh, yeah.
But now they made it fancy.
So maybe we say
lobster got rebranded.
Okay.
That's a bug that's eating scum off the bottom of the freaking floor.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's the most fancy thing.
And everyone wants to be friends
with
it.
What's our lobster contest?
Yes.
Also, keep your shoulders back.
So, okay. You're going up to your friend and saying, like, hey, do you want to be, like, healthy forever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to always be healthy.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have this thing, this, like, magic show.
Yes, this is good.
You listen to this show, and it changes the way your brain works.
And you can jump higher.
Jump higher. And it's got 12 rules for life.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The
show has 12 rules for life, but you have to listen to all the episodes to get all 12 rules.
Yes.
And just
that's good.
And if we can give them and they're still coming out, and if we can give them say they're on like rule 7 and it's already making a huge difference.
Oh.
And for a little while probably explain how natural dominance hierarchies are.
Yes.
I would just to hook them in too, as because you, when you're saying this to your friend, and I'm talking to the listeners now, when you're saying this to your friend or the person that's passing you by on the street, you want to project the idea that you've been through all 12 of the steps and you got good stuff from getting through the 12 steps.
Okay.
So but then why are you still listening?
Because –
There's a rumor that there's a 13th step.
Yeah.
There's a hidden 13th.
We may want to call it like 12 rules and not 12 steps.
Right. Well, the 13th one should probably be a rule. If the other ones are rules, the 13th thing should be a rule too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So 13, so they're all rules now?
Yeah, they're all rules for life. Living. Yeah, and rules they always were.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Were they ever steps?
No.
Were they numbers?
Well, in a way. That's actually a fair question, and you have cornered us. They were numbered. Okay. They had to be.
Well, I apologize.
But we never have to worry about this. We never have to do any of the rules because we'll just say they're at the very end. And that's even better than getting one listen. They have to go all the way to the very end.
But it's coming in that in order to have context, you're going to have to listen to the first. How many of these are we going to do? 400?
Episodes of our show? Yeah. God, no way.
Counting the pro version?
Oh, man. No, probably still though.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a picture of a nice car.
What are we on?
You
250?
Show them the car, and you go, if you do every item, then when you get to the after the 12th item, then you have a car like this, too, and you can jump higher.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so we should –
a picture of a car and saying that the contest – that the prize for the contest is that car.
Or and something like it. The car is one example of what right. you've done with your – the wealth and power.
You followed the rules and you ended up with this car. So this is a good idea. We can have them download a picture of a car and then take a picture of that car with their phone mm-hmm. so they can show their friends, like, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're only on, like, 230.
That's why I said there's absolutely no way
400?
I will do this for even barely another, like, a week. Let alone another 400. That's 400 weeks.
Oh, well, I'm at 400 total.
No, I know.
And so.
But that's.
But we're going to get to 250.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll do this one and then maybe one more.
We'll do another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll do another one.
I promise right now to do another one.
I will definitely do another one.
232 is a nice round number.
232.
That is cool.
Forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
232. Yeah. Auto is a palindrome.
Should we run that through the palindrome machine?
Yeah, let's put it in the palindrome machine. Sam,
mm-hmm.
pull up the palindrome machine.
This is a new feature that we have on the show where we just have to test if things are palindromes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will put different things through the palindrome machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you have to wear those. Why do you have to wear gloves to operate it?
It's hot as hell. Oh, okay. It's hot as hell.
Sam's hands are very hot.
And that song means it's working.
It's still processing. It involves. Yeah. I have to go to the dark web. Yes, it is.
That's a palindrome.
We have another palindrome. What was our last palindrome?
I don't remember either. I think it was in the pro version, so go ahead and put your money in. Put your money in the coffers of Big Stitcher. Love that app. Love the way it works. So cool.
My favorite palindrome is a man, a plan, a Dan, banana.
Hold on.
Oh, don't test it. Are you testing it?
We have to test every palindrome.
That's my favorite one. I know it's one.
But then you'll...
Yes, it is.
Yes. See, yeah. Now, but how much more do you appreciate it now that it is a certified palindrome?
I guess.
Yeah, well, and I don't want to have a big contest here, but my favorite palindrome is similar. It's Bandana Dan... Band Indiana Bland Nats.
Yes.
Wow. I guess now I have to do my own favorite palindrome.
Well, you might want to just because we both did one and we do have the sound effect pulled up.
Okay. It's Panama Dan. Band Mama Sand. Banana Dan.
Do you want help?
Well, I just finished, so
okay,
obviously
okay,
not.
Okay, great. This reminds me, now that we're getting the photos, that I wore a special shirt for the podcast today.
Ooh. Okay. So, the shirt is a Barstool Sports shirt that says Saturdays Are For The Boys. I guess after 200 something episodes, it's incredible that we've never talked about what huge Barstool heads we are.
Well, because it's much more convenient for us to record during the week, but since we are the boys and we have this podcast where we get to sort of feel like almost like we are the Barstool guys because we do chop it up and we do talk sports.
Yeah.
And we do get a little bit raw. And we don't necessarily listen to the ladies.
Yeah.
So we did insist on recording on Saturdays to try to get the same feeling as some of these guys. And who's your favorite Barstool personality?
Mine would have to be the guy who he's white. It's the white guy who has, like, short hair. He wears...
That's mine. That's mine.
The same guy who wears, like, a flannel shirt mm-hmm. and jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, going off.
Oh, he is so fucking raw. And
yeah.
He's so inappropriate that it almost gets through and becomes appropriate again.
He has, like, reddish brown hair and freckles.
Mm.
His... takes are piping hot.
Mm-hmm.
And his gaze is steely cold. He's not afraid of anything, especially telling it like it is. When it comes to sports, so many people give you the same old rote, basically commercial dog food that you've been eating for a long time. And when somebody really makes a gourmet pork chop for you, like some of these Barstool sports guys do, mm-hmm. it's time to slice it up and just freaking chew.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Barstool guy?
Yeah, please.
I think I like the guy that's not afraid to take a popular sports figure and kind of poke some holes in terms of
yeah.
are they that good?
Yeah. And should they be using their platform for that?
Yeah. Everybody likes this guy, but what about this other guy that's also good?
Kevin!
I do always love to, if they will say like, hey, obviously these advanced stats are useful, but maybe yeah. they're not telling the whole story.
Yeah.
And, maybe they're and only maybe talking you specifically played, about the statistics.
Maybe you've actually played the game. Mm-hmm. Which they did.
They didn't, but they
not,
know. But
not at a high level, certainly.
A lot of them know someone who did.
Kevin, how many times have you just come in here and, like, not been made to do something? Don't just leave. You just came in and left.
Hey, and it really upset Bob.
We will need to use you for something.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. I'm sorry about that. I should assume that I'm needed.
Here's what you do. I don't want to hear you do this. But you go, do you guys need anything?
Just a little, like, with your face. Like a,
yeah.
Okay. Make the sound. And it has to be, like, say that in one syllable.
Did you get any good pictures, by the way?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Let me hear you do it. Just, like, listen to me doing it. One syllable.
How was that?
I didn't know. I didn't. That was the palindrome machine.
Okay. Do you have glasses? Do you ever wear glasses?
Yeah, sometimes.
I would wear glasses and then have your eyes pointing through straight through the glasses.
Uh-huh.
But yes. Then when you're going to ask it,
lower your eyes.
Have your eyes poking out of the top of the glasses. And I would also hold your hands like, how would you like? You've
like
been,
I'm playing a piano above.
Perfect.
Like below my neck.
A neck yeah. level piano.
Neck level piano.
Yeah. And, and yes, and certainly not with weighted keys because you want the sort of bounciness in yeah. the wrists yeah. and fingers.
Where I grew up, it was called marionette, but I've been doing it along and I'm tired.
Yeah.
Hands.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see it. With, pretend you have the glasses and the hands mm-hmm. and the. That was a little.
My neck needs to be.
It shouldn't be scary. It shouldn't be scary. It should just be helpful. But it's this, and I'll try to do it. Hayes did a good job. I'll try to do it. And it's. Do you guys need anything?
Do you guys need anything?
That was really good.
That was really good.
Actually, and I hate to give you a compliment. That was good.
Thank you.
You're over leaning forward because yeah. you don't yeah. have glasses on now.
The voice was great, but yeah, once you have the glasses, you'll get it. You don't have to tuck your chin all the way.
Bring the glasses. I mean, bring the glasses.
But you're learning so fast, like Lucy, basically.
Thank you.
Do we want to come up with a fan plan?
A different,
another great palindrome.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
A different fan plan that Kevin can sort of try out, and we'll see if it would work on the fans.
Do you ever take any time, Kevin, to find the big block white letters on the internet?
No.
Okay. Well, step one, figure out how to get the big block white letters on the internet.
Okay.
And then I would say step two, think of a meme about the show.
Thank you. Yes, a meme contest, a meme contest, a meme contest. Yes, 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 yes. Because that is something where you really don't need to know what the show is or even like it. I don't watch a friggin' motorcycle show, but these two men yelling
fighting
at each other?
Fighting in a smart
Hello?
Way. Those guys saying smart stuff.
Okay, yeah. Yes. These
when they look so stupid.
Idiots. These normal guys aren't smart like me.
Yeah.
And they're saying school stuff. That shit is fucking legendary. You could do that with us. We look like total – look, we're blue-collar regular Joes.
Mm-hmm.
So get a picture of me and Hayes in front of the mics and just have us saying something about like I mean, I wouldn't even know what the example is.
Oh, I got one.
Deliz.
I love having a cushion on my under my tushy, and I love having back support.
And the other
– one you would do because that's not these guys. Mm-hmm. They're freewheeling on a stool. A tarred stool with no back to it.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
What about the
so
like?
It's tarred so they don't slip off. Is that?
What do you mean?
Well, he made a slight hard, mistake right? when he. Yes, he said he was saying hard stool. But
oh, I heard a tarred stool.
That's what
and I
heard.
Assumed it had been. You heard that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard. I did it had hear been him smeared
that.
With tar.
No, I got the mumble mouth sometimes. You hold my feet to the fire with
tar
that.
And feather the stool. Well, okay. So this is a really good idea, a meme contest. And then you have a picture of me and picture of Hayes in front of the mic. And I'm talking about like some kind of thing like a hard stool or having a cushion. Or
if you want me at my this, but the something with the that.
Oh, okay. You can't handle me at my Clem Dog, that you don't deserve me at my hazy bone.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
We're going to get a lot of good memes, but we need a hashtag for them.
Uh-huh. For the contest?
And mm-hmm. So we can find them.
Hashtag memes?
Yes, that's good.
Well, that could be pretty popular. Do we want to use hashtag movie rank still?
Oh, yeah. We have not gotten any traction on our last hashtag that we tried to do.
Let's just roll it out there.
If you whatsoever. Already got it.
It wasn't the hashtag's
fault. You
typed
it out.
No, it's a great hashtag. I thought that other people would be using it even for non-our show stuff.
No.
But it actually is nobody using it for anything.
I got a couple. Some people sent me some movies because you told them to send them to me. So I got a couple hashtag movie ranks like, hey, tell the boys to do this. And I definitely did.
You definitely did what? Tell us to do it? No, you didn't.
No, I like definitely like thought about it.
Okay.
I probably should have.
Okay.
He's
well,
pouring
it's,
sweat.
It's so good that this we sort of caught you with this because the people doing the contest don't just think about it. I would do it and I would clear your schedule and do the contest.
Yeah.
Because you have to actually you have to like fully do it. That's in order to
– Or you're in trouble.
In order to have fun.
And the judge from maybe the earlier example about the legal contract could put you in jail if you don't do the contest. Could yeah. be something that helps us.
No one has ever done a meme of us ever. And now I'm sad that it has never happened. And the winner of the prize for the contest should be me not being sad anymore.
That's true.
Have wow. they ever done, and I always get so, don't roast me if I mispronounce this because I know there's two pronunciations for it.
I know what
you're
going to say.
Have they ever done
little
quick moving picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is moving picture. That's the way.
Is it
the,
little
that's
moving
the way
picture?
The gentleman
a little
wants
quick
it
moving
the
picture?
The inventor okay. wants it to be little quick moving picture.
No.
But yes, they have done one.
Okay.
Yeah. There is one of those.
It's me saying, oh gosh.
It's you saying, oh gosh, podcast. That's right. I've seen that one.
Yeah. And it didn't get used enough, honestly.
No.
Because that feels like it would apply to anything.
So many. Any podcast.
Thank you.
We almost did a moving shoot, right? In Chinatown, and we didn't end up.
Yeah, that's right. And guess who did do it?
Raised by TV. So what a coincidence. Yeah. We almost did that, but did it.
And they're eating all our pizza.
Yeah. They're bending us over a stump. Let's be honest, it's true.
I can admit that. I can fully openly admit when Gabrus is bending me over a stump.
Well, not anymore. No. Not after today.
Yeah, I'm climbing this tree over here and waiting. You know, at long last, this contest is going to be the sort of low-leaning limb that I can grab onto and pull myself up and sort of scramble up the bark and just go like, get away from there. Get away.
Because he's
I'm going to scream.
He's down by the stump still?
He's down by the stump, and no way he can climb this tree. And he's he's way up.
But he's pointing at the stump like, you here.
Mm-hmm. No way. And then probably what these Raised by TV folks would do is go like, hey, I just want to talk. Just come down. This is craziness, this yelling.
Yeah.
Trick you.
Yeah, try to trick
you. And they'll be like, oh, you remember when Fraggle Rock? I think Fraggle Rock lived in a stump. Do you remember that show? Did they know the Smurfs?
How come the Fraggles are never partying with the gummy bears? Don't they like all the same stuff? Oh, and what were those doozers eating? It always sounded like it would taste so good.
If they made a big mistake in not selling that stuff, you know?
Oh, yes.
I would buy it right now.
Oh, yeah. If there was Doozer candy and it looked like little, like, construction bricks or whatever, and it was just friggin' made of sugar, I'd be like, chomp, 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 chomp. Ah.
Yeah, I would take a picture of myself eating it and, you know.
Yeah, hashtag movie rank.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tweet that out. So, yeah. That is fucked up that the Fraggles and the Smurfs didn't hang out.
Yeah.
As somebody who was actually raised by TV, sometimes I do wonder how many of these things, because a lot of them have some of the same, you know, minds behind them. No surprise. Not that many people have fucked up minds like that to come up with some of this shit.
Yeah. But two creatures?
Please.
If you're coming up with one creature like that, you can do another one.
Yes. I can't come up with any. Mm-hmm. Ask me to invent a 90s cartoon right now.
Can you try to invent a 90s cartoon?
Ask me to do it. Ready? The guys? It's just guys? Yeah. Now, something like the Snorks, okay. Uh-huh. I mean, because that's different from just guys.
So weird. It's not based on a real thing.
Yeah. All-Star, Aki, Daphne. Even Junior. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of them. The Snork Eaters, the Snork Eater Eaters. I mean, all that stuff.
That's wild.
You know, I wouldn't be able to come up with any of that because my idea for a show would just be just some guys.
Mm-hmm. The guys could have been like an MTV, like kind of 90s detached Daria, OK Cola style anti-cartoon.
Mm. Mission Hill.
That is the closest analog.
To the guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the guys would be Joe Wangbones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely if Joe had been around in that time, he is doing a voice of one of the guys.
He's a little young, but yeah. Crazy Hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Kevin would probably be cooking for the guys.
Yes.
And they're watching, they're just watching a show in the show.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. They're just sitting watching a show. Or maybe they're making a podcast. First one ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are back in that time. We're back in that time. We get to invent that. And, like, iPhones and stuff. We should be, since we're, like, back in the 90s with all our current knowledge, we should be inventing stuff that to make money off of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about that shit? Like, if you could go back in time, how much fucking money you would make? Like, seriously.
Because you would be able to describe
so much
a phone
technology.
With a screen on it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be your idea.
Dude.
Yeah, you could go to Cupertino or whatever and tell them, what are you guys doing here picking oranges or whatever? I've got a new idea of something you should be doing.
Yeah.
And then I've had every one of the iPhones. So in terms of 4, 5, 6, 6S, 7.
What I would tell them is maybe start with this. Start with like 7.
Yeah.
It was so much better than 1.
That's right. Even so, you could even go back.
You're leaving money on the table.
You don't even have to go back that far. You could go back to like 2006 when they're doing the 1 and give them the idea for the 7.
Oh,
yes. good, because they'll have done a lot of the legwork then.
That would be much easier.
Because I don't know what's inside of it, but I know.
No, I'm worried about going back to the 90s and saying, like, it's a phone. You talk on the phone. But it has a screen that you touch with your finger, and they're like, okay, but how do you do that? And then I would have to go back, I think, to now.
Yeah.
And get more information. Get a couple books.
Go back and forth.
I'd probably have to smash one.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and forth a lot.
I'd have to smash one and bring the insides back in the machine with me. Do you ever think about how many girls you would get if you went back in time, Joe?
Yeah. Knowing what you know now.
You know what I mean?
Doing middle school over again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many preteens you would be able to seduce with your adult mind.
You ever think about that, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, yes, of course I have.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know. Of course.
I mean, who hasn't is more of the question.
Just this sinister adult living inside.
Oh, am I looking then as an adult or am I looking as a teen?
No, you're in your teen body.
You're in an 11-year-old's body, but behind your eyes is adult Joe Wegert just preying on all these children.
Well, it's all a game to you. I mean, imagine how boring all the stuff that you actually had to do at the time would be now that you've experienced, you know, the breadth of life.
What would be good for me is along the way in my life, I've made some boo-boos and mistakes and stuff, you know?
So
this would be a chance of now I've learned and now I'm finally going to get the chance to get it right. And okay. I think I'll get it right 100% of the time.
Let's
if I had to start over right now, I've already played through the boards once, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so. You'd maybe learn an instrument and you wouldn't say that it's just notes that make a song, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think you'd do that if you went back? And you'd be using that guitar to pick up some freaking young chicks.
There are only certain amount of notes.
Yeah, but you can freaking invert the voicings
of
the chord.
And you bend them.
You ever heard of bending them?
No. So there's a note that's like, oh, and then you bend it, and it's like, wow, 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 yes.
Whoa, I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know every good boy does fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, every good boy deserves fudge.
You can learn Wonderwall before Wonderwall.
Not
comes
a palindrome?
Out.
No.
Do you know Face?
Nice.
From the A-Team?
Yeah, it's in between. It's on the in between of the freaking every good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's Face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I told you that. I told you that. Although these days it should probably be backwards. It should be e-caf because all these e-cafes that are coming out. Have you been in some of these internet chat rooms?
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.